Welcome to the Students of Surgery podcast series, where we shed light on common surgical topics.
Welcome back to our podcast, and today we have Dr. Brandon Jackson, general surgeon from Kalafong Tertiary Academic Hospital, and we're going to be talking about benign breast disease. Welcome back, Dr. Jackson. Dr. Jackson, how do we classify benign breast disease?
Benign breast disease can be classified under the term aberrations in normal development and an involution of the breast, also known by the abbreviation ANDI. ANDI classifies benign breast changes into six categories, which are developmental, psychical, epithelial, pregnancy-related, lactational, and involutional changes.
What are the clinical features of patients that have benign breast disease?
Benign breast pathology may present in the form of physiological swelling and tenderness, nodularity, nostalgia, dominant lumps, nipple discharge, or breast infections.
What is the most common benign breast tumor that we see?
A fibroadenoma, which is grouped under fibrocystic disease, is usually the most common.
What is the pathophysiology of fibrocystic disease?
It is due to an exaggerated stromal and epithelial response to circulating hormones and local growth factors.
And how do fibroadenomas present?
Fibroadenomas typically present as a painless, firm, well-circumscribed, and freely mobile mass. They are often referred to as a breast mouse. Fibroadenomas can develop into a large tumor, though.
I've heard of phalloides tumors in relation to fibroadenomas. So what is a phalloides tumor?
A phalloides tumor is a rapidly growing tumor and may appear clinically similar to a fibroadenoma, but can grow to a very large size. Phalloides tumors have a leaf-like appearance on histology.
Are these tumors malignant?
90% are usually benign, but 10% can be malignant and can metastasize hematogenously, for example, like sarcomas.
And what is the management of a phalloides tumor?
These large tumors should have a triple assessment. If benign, then excision is appropriate. If the tumor is malignant, then the treatment is similar to that for soft tissue sarcomas, which includes metastatic workup, multidisciplinary team discussion, mastectomy, radiotherapy, as well as chemotherapy.
What is the significance of a nipple discharge?
Nipple discharge can be physiological or pathological. Physiological discharge is usually non-spontaneous, occurs from multiple ducts, is usually bilateral, non-bloody, and they may occur in various colors such as green, yellow, or they may be clear or multicolored. Pathological discharge, however, has a high incidence of cancer and can present as a spontaneous discharge. It's usually serous or pink or bloody. It usually occurs from a single duct and they usually occur unilaterally.
How do we classify breast abscesses?
Breast abscesses can be classified as lactational or non-lactational abscesses. Lactational abscesses are usually due to Staph aureus infections and are usually not related to cancer. They do require drainage, however. Non-lactational breast abscesses usually occur in older women and can be due to mixed aerobic and non-aerobic bacteria. Non-lactational abscesses may be related to cancer and therefore, besides drainage abscess, the abscess wall also needs to be biopsied.
What is nostalgia?
Nostalgia is breast pain in the absence of any pathological abnormality.
And is nostalgia the same for all patients?
Nostalgia can be cyclical or non-cyclical. Cyclical nostalgia is due to the hormonal effect. It usually occurs in the late luteal phase of the cycle, whereas non-cyclical nostalgia may be pathological, such as from a tender cyst, ruptured ectopic duct, periductal mastitis, or maybe from trauma, such as fat necrosis, or may just be due to mastitis or an abscess. Non-cyclical pain may also be external to the breast, such as costochondritis.
What is the treatment for nostalgia?
Cyclical nostalgia can be treated with danazol, bromocriptine, or an anti-estrogen such as tamoxifen. Supportive underwear can also improve the pain. Non-cyclical nostalgia treatment has to be individualized to the cause of the pain.
Thank you. That was a very quick overview of benign breast disease. Do you have any concluding remarks for our listeners?
So there are many benign breast conditions, but it's important to be aware that each should be evaluated and appropriately investigated for the possibility of malignancy.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Jackson.
Thank you very much.
This edition of the Students of Surgery podcast has been produced by Tux FM. Visit www.tuxfm.co.za for young, fresh, and relevant content. That was another edition of the Students of Surgery podcast series, where we shed light on common surgical topics.